Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
All right, thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Radio Network. You are listening to a special studio session. I'm your host today, Erin Fairbanks, and we are on the line with Julie Shapiro of Third Coast Festival. Julie, how's it going?
Hey, Erin, it's going all right over here in Chicago. How are you?
Nice. Well, so I thought, you know, we brought you on the line today to talk about the 2013 Short Doc Challenge, but before we jump into that, maybe we should give folks a little bit of a history on the Third Coast Festival. So why don't you break it down for us?
Sure, I'll try to be succinct. It's kind of a big project, but basically everything comes back to the fact that the Third Coast International Audio Festival is an independent arts organization. We curate documentary work, audio documentary work from all around the world and share it with as many different ears as possible. So we concentrate on sound rich. We say documentary, but we define that very broadly, and we're basically always listening for things to share with other people. We do this through a radio show on WBEZ in Chicago called Resound, and we have a website full of materials. We have a big competition, a conference. We have a big library of documentary work at our website, thirdcoastfestival.org, and then we also throw open the doors and invite other people to make work and incorporate those into public audio projects and public listening rooms.
Nice. And what about the name Third Coast? Where does that come from?
You know, there isn't a hard and fast answer to this. Johanna Zorn, whose idea the Third Coast was back in 1999, I believe, our first year that we ran was 2000, but when she was starting to think about it, there was a cafe here in Chicago called the Third Coast Cafe that she was sort of beloved for her and her friends, so I think that was an inspiration. But there's also this sense that Chicago, you know, is sort of on the coast of Lake Michigan, and my favorite interpretation is the idea that it isn't the sort of east or west coast, it's this third coast. It's kind of another way of thinking about something beyond a dichotomy that we usually expect. So it's a little bit open for interpretation, but it sort of serves all those purposes.
I want to go there.
Good. Please come.
So we brought you on the line today to talk about the upcoming Short Docs Challenge for this year. You guys are actually partnered up with the James Beard Foundation and doing a little bit of a focus in our wheelhouse, which is food. So why don't you give us the lowdown on the competition?
I would love to. So every year, as I was saying, we find a partner and team up and invite the public, producers and listeners alike, to submit short radio stories, audio stories that are inspired by a theme, and we usually get the theme from the partner, and then we think of these rules that you have to follow to sort of make it a little bit easier, actually, for people to make the stories. Rather than saying, send us a short story, we say, send us a story inspired, in this case, by the idea of appetite, and that follows a set of rules, and we accept all submissions and just put it out there to see what people will come up with.
Nice. So what are some of the kind of rules or kind of shaping that you put on so people can kind of get a little bit more focused with their application?
Yeah, the idea of finding creativity through constraint really bears out in this case. So this year's theme is appetite. So we say any sort of story 2 to 3 minutes long inspired by the idea of appetite. And while we're rooted in food culture, and we anticipate that most stories will be food stories to some degree, I suppose it's open to the idea of appetite outside of the food realm. But I think the other rules in this case will bring people back to food. And those rules are, besides being 2 to 3 minutes and inspired by appetite, your story has to be presented in 3 courses. So this is kind of a structural rule to help you structure the piece. So think chapters or segments or episodes or acts, but we're calling it courses, of course. And you have to put one of the tastes in your title, so either bitter, salty, sour, sweet, or for the adventurous story maker, umami has to be in the title. So those are the rules, and then we anticipate they'll be interpreted in hundreds and hundreds of ways through the challenge.
Nice. So when and where should people apply?
The easiest way to find out more about the rules and how to apply is just to go to the Third Coast website, thirdcoastfestival.org, and look for the animated slicing onion GIF. Click on that, and it'll take you right into the Short Docs page. It's as easy as emailing us an MP3 and filling out a Google form. And, you know, we'll ask for a few extra things like a short bio, a short summary, a couple of images to go along with the pieces. Every submission is going to be archived in the Third Coast Library indefinitely for all of eternity, and each producer will be added to our enormous list of our producer index, which lists at this point over 2,000 different producers we've worked with. And there are a few other incentives to submit and participate this year. The big one being, and this is something we're really excited about, is we have four fabulous Chicago chefs on board to concoct original dishes inspired by the winning stories this year.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, this idea of food inspired by story, inspired by food. And we have Rick Bayless from the Frontiera Grill restaurant. He's a whole culture unto himself, basically. And Jason Hamill from Lula Cafe, and Ileana Regan from Elizabeth Restaurant. And just confirmed last week, Paula Haney, who has an amazing pie shop called the Hoosier Mama Pie Company. So all four of them are going to concoct original dishes inspired by the four winning stories.
Awesome. And what if I'm not like a radio or media professional? Can I still apply?
Oh, I would not hesitate even for a second, because honestly, some of our favorite short docs over the years have been submitted by people making stories for the first time. This is really an opportunity for anyone to make a story. And we feel like there's enough support online, and there are places to go to learn about equipment and you know, just basic advice on how to shape a story. There's so many resources out there that we've really seen people come to the field with no prior experience and make amazing stories. We do list some links in our FAQ that might help people find some of those online resources.
And what do I win if I'm the winner?
Well, besides an original dish inspired by your story that will be served to you at our big event in the fall, which we call our Third Coast Film List Festival, that's the big prize for the top four. There's also a couple other incentives. SoundCloud, the online sort of the YouTube for audio online, are giving away free accounts, slightly fancier than your initial free account that you would get, to everyone that participates. And we're going to pick 8 finalists in the summer and throw them up online and get a People's Short Doc Award this year. So all 8 finalists are going to get a couple extra prizes, like free passes to our Third Coast Filmist Festival in the fall. And I think one of the best rewards for participating is once you've made the story, you have it. We don't have exclusive rights to anything that gets submitted. We may put some on the radio. We'll put a lot of them on the radio. We'll play them at public listening events. But then you, as a maker, have this story that you've made. You can share it around. You can, you know, add it to your portfolio, and maybe it inspires you to get more involved with audio down the road as well. So, you know, there's sort of actual tangible incentives, and then there's sort of the participating in a cool project and learning more about, you know, yourself through telling a story, that intangible incentive, I think.
Wow, Julie, thanks so much for joining us today and taking us through the steps of the contest. And I would definitely encourage everyone out there listening to put their thinking caps on and think about a submission, think about your appetite. If you want to find more about the festival or the competition or their work, you can definitely visit them at www.thirdcoastfestival.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website, or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.